early days hour of music here on Wandering Rhythms. Yeah, that was not a Christmas song, but it was a New Year song, song about resolutions and all the things that these rappers are not going to change next year. Basically, yeah, not planning to stop smoking. Those guys. Yeah, it was a band called Les Drogues Fortes. And the album, Les Drogues Fortes Chantent Noël. They're not really singing, they're rapping, but hey, close enough. Yeah, and once again, the song Résolution, from a band from Montreal, from way back in 2017. And before that, we heard some very different, very upbeat, tropical Christmas tunes. We heard from the Hairy Bells, we heard Jingle Bells. Yeah, very cool band that does Harry Belafonte-inspired music. So his music and just stuff that sounds like good old Calypso from the good old days. And yeah, the album Holidays with the Hairy Bells, which just got a 10-year anniversary vinyl release for the first time this month or this year. Yes, the Hairy Bells. And we started off that set with a duo, a interesting combo, a Jew and a Latino making a Christmas song called Mambo Sapin, the O Tannenbaum song, sort of in a Mambo vibe, and they're known as Los Lobes on Jew Pop Records out of Paris. Yep, so that was that, and that's it for the seasonal melodies. I hope you enjoyed some of those interesting new flavors on the classics. Yeah, once again, my favorite of the year. If you need to play holiday music at a holiday party with your family or whatever for dinner, I'd highly recommend the Bradley Thomas Turner album Haunted Holiday Party, which is, yeah, full of really cool psych surf minor key versions of all the classics. Yes, so that's it for that. Now, in just a moment, we'll be listening to a retrospective of 2025, some of my fave artists and songs from this last year in music.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns, to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah.
You are listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio, and this is an hour of music of 2025, a retrospective for this program. Some international vibes, lots of fusion, and in the background at the moment, foreground perhaps, we are listening to one of Vancouver's finest, prolific and always consistent, Scott Morgan, known as Lossal, and this is from his new record, Lake Fire. So all ambient soundscapes. Don't know how he makes this music. It's quite wizardous, I would say. And this album, the theme is certainly the new summer reality in BC of fires, and the album cover is this very haunting image of trees from a very high up, and just so much smoke covering the forest. So yeah, all the songs relating to that. He even references in interviews the author John Vaillant, who wrote the book Fire Weather, just amazing book about the wildfire when the evacuation for McMurray. It was 2018, I believe, 2016. Anyways, yeah, this song is called Candling. And we just, yeah, heard before this serene piece of Lossal music, we heard three songs that really show the new, yeah, worldwide fusion going on, and some of the stuff I'm excited about. So we heard the last piece. Turn this down a little. It was the great Zambian band Witch, We Intend to Cause Havoc, who have triumphantly returned to making music. This is their second comeback album, called Sogolo, that we heard. We heard the song Dancer on a Trip, and they really branched out from their fuzzy sort of like hard rock, African hard rock sound to a bit more dance music, a bit more just different styles of African rhythms going on. So with that one, a bit High Life inspired, and yeah, Witch. There you go. And before that, we heard from Japanese Minyo, so Japanese folk music style called Minyo, which is music about just, you know, daily struggles in Japan, and that now mixed with a lot of Latin rhythms. So the Minyo Crusaders, amazing band, that's their second LP called Simply Tour of Japan. We heard Hiroshima Kiari Ondo. So the way that they mix Latin rhythms with very distinct melodies of Minyo music is just, it's incredible how they mix so well, and it sounds like it doesn't sound like it doesn't belong. So there you go. One of my faves these days, Minyo Crusaders. And we started off the hour of music with a collaboration between two different bands. They are called Pulci Perla, and that is a quartet from Toulouse. I didn't make it up. Yeah, that's Pulcinella, combined with a female power pop trio from Bogota, Colombia, called La Perla. So you take Pulcinella and La Perla, and you got Pulci Perla. Yes. Their new album together, Take Quieto, actually came out way back in January, and we heard the song Chicharachera. So very fun, and the whole album's just so frenetic, and yeah, such a cool mix of French weirdness and Colombian groove. And that was that. So we'll keep rolling here. A lot of fun tunes from this year to share with you. Next, a band that I actually got to see live here in Vancouver back in the summer. This is Derya Yildirim and group Simsek. So some very funky Turkish folk music. The band based in Berlin, Germany. And yeah, produced by, for the first time, their album's produced by Leon Michels, who is just one of the best producers in the game these days, I would say. So here we go. Here's Misket from their album Yarin Yoksa. Enjoy this funky classic Turkish style.
Sonbahar gazı vakti.